Alan Mitchell joins us. Al, can you play goal?
Well, not well. The left to right is better than the right to left, but neither are great, no.
Well, Mike Smith out, Forsberg claimed by Winnipeg. Stuart Skinner, I'll say this, his mustache is NHL ready. I'm not sure, though, he is.
Who is there? Like, Glenn Hall is a little older. There's got to be somebody in town who played goal at a high level who's retired. They can, you know, just call him up and have him head down to the rink.
Well, it's, you know, it's an interesting thing because I said at the time, Mr. Alan Mitchell, that this, you know, it's not a big deal till it's a big deal. And now it's a big deal, right? And how quickly things can turn. So do you see a way out of this for Ken Holland, or do you just sit back and, you know, bubble wrap Mikko Koskinen and, you know, just don't let him see anybody except the puck, hopefully frequently, the next 2 weeks?
Well, and some of this I don't know. Like, I don't know if you were to claim, if you were to make a claim on waivers, like tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Los Angeles sent down a goaltender. Like, does he have to wait 2 weeks to get here? Because if he does, then it's no good. But yeah, if you can get him up here, well, then great. So I don't know what applies to the National Hockey League in terms of rules compared to, say, the rest of the paying public. There's not a lot you can do. I don't think any of the Canadian teams are going to help you. And it's you know, the difficulty is that Forsberg would be perfect. He's not here. He's in Winnipeg. Yeah. So you're scouting around and you're looking and you're trying to find an answer. Toronto has three goalies, but they're not going to trade Dell unless you overpay by a lot. They made that decision to do it. Now, you know, I mean, In the short term, you run Koskinen, right? Like, it's every 2 days for a while, and you can say, well, he's going to get tired, but, you know, at what point does it impact his performance? But it's certainly not the best way to, like, I'm sure that there's a little bit of, not nervousness, but anxiety in the Oilers offices now.
Well, like, I hear what you guys are saying, that it takes 2 weeks, but even when Smith comes back, this is still a problem.
Yes.
So I think you just could deal with it. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, you might, if it takes 3 weeks, you see, you know, this is what they played, I think, roughly one or two games. So let's deal with it now. We have 54 games to go. So even if you can't do it, search out what the best solution is. And if it's Jimmy Howard, if it's whoever, you know, someone checked in Ben Scrivens, I'm not sure where he's at, but
no.
whatever you're at, you know, now's the time to make the choice, because I just think you can't just delay it. It's you got to deal with it at some point, don't you, Low Tide?
Well, you do, but, like, how long is Smith out, right? Like, they have to have – Bakersfield starts playing here sometime in the next few weeks. I think the ice –
Well, their camp – their camp opens, Al, or on the in 10 days, on the 25th.
Right.
But
okay,
they don't play games until the 5th or 6th, and they might have some preseason games on the 1st. So you still
sure
could have Stuart Skinner here for at least another 2 weeks to 17 days. But I think they need a number three goalie even when Smith comes back, just because they want Skinner playing.
Sure. And the odds are there's not going to be a lot of goalies going through waivers. So you know, back in the olden days, they used to have the International Hockey League, which is kind of an independent league, and they had a lot of goalies you could grab. But, like, I don't even know whether you could get somebody out of Europe at this point, right? Like, it's I don't think they're going to make a trade. I think they might try for the waiver wire if that works for the LA goalie. If not, there's not a lot of good answers, and as Strutty says, maybe Jimmy Howard or one of those goaltenders who probably thought their career was over. Like, I know they like Skinner a lot. I bet they don't want to put him into this situation, and I think that's fair, because that's not really fair to Skinner. He needs a little more time in the minors.
Talking with Alan Mitchell, breaking down the world of hockey right now, talking about the Edmonton Oilers. How do you evaluate the play of Caleb Jones in the first two games?
Well, I think the first game was a struggle for that pairing, mostly for Larson, who's the veteran, and the game yesterday, he was he couldn't get the big forward Sutter was. I can't remember who the big forward was out of the way, but he also got hurt in, like, I think it was in the first period. He blocked a shot, winger coming down, and he that seemed to impact him a little bit. So far, I think he's been not exactly all you want to be, but he's out there and he's playing, he's getting shifts, and it's coming at him quickly, and he's going to learn. I think he's a really good prospect, and I know it's a big ask of him, but I do think he's the best option. Cuckoo's playing well enough that he might end up playing more minutes than Jones. That pairing might end up being the third pairing for a while, but I would stay with it. I believe Caleb Jones is going to be a really good NHL player.
McDavid and Draisaitl, you know, were on a different level like they have been in many nights. But you know who's really impressed me? With the Bear-Nurse pairing through two games has been really solid. And Ethan Bear last night, there was two times, one in the defensive zone. Struds and I were – and it happened right in front of us where Struds and I were sitting. And in the loge. Now, we're at separate tables, of course. But where we're sitting, it was right in front of us. The Oilers are on the penalty kill. And Ethan Bear is under duress. There's pressure around him. He does a toe drag around the guy in his own zone and then just casually ices the puck. It was just like that guy's puck skills are so good for a defenseman.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he hasn't shown it as much as he did early last year, but he's got great passing skills, and that pairing has calmed down for me. Like Nurse turned the puck over early in the first, can't remember to who, but he had it under control, and then he lost it, and then they scooted around for a little while, and then they got it back under control and sent it north. And what I like about that pairing now is they played enough together. That there's not even when they turn over the puck when they're not supposed to, there's a little bit of calm going on there, and you know, Nurse is so mobile and Bear is such a great passer of the puck and a great shooter of the puck that they complement each other. That's a really nice pairing. The other two, they have work to do. I really like Cuckoo. I think he's played well, and I thought that Barry played better last night. Actually, the last five periods, I think he's played pretty well. They'll get there. They're still a new team here. There's going to be a little bit of growing pains, but I like the team. I do. I just wish they had another goalie.
What about the third line? Are they settling in or with Archibald, the big Finn, and of course, Turris?
I think the big Finn is doing really well. I like him most in the offensive zone without the puck. He's a great forechecker, big wingspan. He shoots the puck a lot, and that's good because it gives him a goal. You know, at some point when he settles down, you'd like him to pass it a little more. I don't know if Archibald's a fit there. He doesn't show up as much as he normally would or did last year. Turris, he has slow coverage in the first game, but I you know, he made a nice block on a early penalty kill. He's winning some faceoffs. I think with Turris, it's just going to be a matter of him getting his you know, settled in here. He came off a tough period in Nashville. He's learning the role that they want him to play. I think he'll be fine. It's just going to be a period of adjustment. And that line, I think they're close to a goal. They've had Puljujärvi's had a couple of great chances. I think you keep them together. I think they'll be fine. I don't know if Archibald's the left winger. He doesn't seem to show up as much as he normally would.
I want to run this by you. And yes, a Puljujärvi, like he had seven shots last night, but I would say that he was just shooting. He wasn't shooting to score. And not that he is having that ability. I just think that's kind of maybe the you know, it's pretty early, but so many things that you said, he's doing really well. But I think when he's getting, he's not quite taking that time to take that extra second to score. Is that a fair appraisal of what you've seen based on what we know of this player from now and a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I get it. I've said it for a long time. When he scores, it's usually off the rush. He's got a semi-breakaway or a good chance, and he'll slide it in. I don't know how good his shot is. It should be really good. And in World Juniors, he would wind up and take the big one and hammer it. But one of the things that and I don't know, I'm going to start mentioning the length of the stick here, which is going to, Gregor will jump in, I'm sure, but I think his stick is too long. I think he's sort of, I don't know whether I like it when he's forechecking, but as a shooter, I don't know. I'd like to see how much leverage he gets there on his bottom hand with that. You know, that's an oar out there, boys.
What he needs, Al, I honestly believe he needs to, in the off season, he needs to get a skills coach, somebody like Adam Oates or any one of those guys, and work on it. Because if you watch last night, like the thing that I've really been impressed with is Puljujärvi is he's actually thinking the game better than he was, which doesn't surprise me because he's more mature and the game's not coming at him like a freight train 1,000 miles an hour. But you watching that first period, Al, he anticipated perfectly. He jumped through the middle of the ice. He's wide open for a breakaway. And I watched on a replay today. I actually tweeted to one of the guys who says, no, the pass was a soft pat. Like, this is the NHL. These guys don't miss passes right on their stick. Yeah. It went right off his stick ahead. Otherwise, he would have had a breakaway from center ice. Like, and then later he had a shot fanned on it. Like, I'm with you, Al. There's something about that that needs to be readjusted for him that's just going to allow him to handle the puck better. Because when he does have it, he's got a hard shot. There's no doubt. There's no question in my mind he's got an NHL caliber shot. He could be a guy that can beat you from distance a little bit, but his puck handling skills, like, too often I'm seeing him going to shoot the puck and he's not getting any wood on it. And I believe that, as Adam Oates always says, it's your tool. It's the most important tool. If you don't have the proper stick, and Strati told us a story about when Jagr adjusted his stick, mm-hmm. and Strati's like, give me a break. It doesn't make a difference. Strati goes on the ice and all of a sudden he's like it felt a whole new world.
Yeah. I think you know, there's no doubt, like, you're getting someone to help him out, but I just see, just even his approach to shooting, like, it's not, he's just getting, like, and the reason I know is because that's what I did. And I'm not saying Pleurvy has the same skill as me. That's pretty, not the best thing to say. But he's just getting it off. Like, he had a semi breakaway. He's like, I'm just going to shoot. And he just shot it right in the pads of the goalie, right? Where, as you look as a sniper, and, you know, unfair, but, you know, line eight last night, he comes in and shoots a wrist shot or whatever it was from the top of the circles on a breakaway. Like, that's the difference in mentality. Now, I'm, you know, it's maybe unfair, but I'm just trying to get my point across it. He right now, he doesn't have that. I don't know, he's not taking the time. I think he's got the skill. It's not taking the time to do it. But the rest of the game has come so far. I believe he will get there. But it's going to take some time and a lot of getting comfort. You know, he mentioned that pass, Greg. Maybe he gets excited. He gets the Jimmy hands and excited, and off it goes his stick, right? So I think we got to be – I'm super positive on him. That's just one detail I noted last night watching the game.
You know, I have the old Howie Meeker book, and I know he talks about how high your stick has to be. Maybe I'll drop that by. You boys can show it to him. You know, just under your chin.
Just tweet
I think
at
it
him.
Is.
Yeah, maybe we could tweet at the Oilers at Ken Holland. Hey, Kenny, can you tell JP to shut his cut his stick down a little bit? Now, what about one last one for here? When you look at this whole situation, and you know. It feels like there's a couple duos on each set. Any of the non-duo you'd like to move, Cassian or I guess it's Cahoon or Archibald, that you'd look to move after two games?
Oh, man. Well, I think Cassian's doing, you know, like, I think he's played pretty well. Great pass to Nurse. You know, maybe everybody's mad at somebody else on that first goal. Larson, I think Larson is the culprit, but I could be wrong. Nuge didn't back check. Cassian went for the guy.
It was Larson all day. Cassian did the right thing.
Thank you. Okay, so I think Cassian's been okay. He's fast. He's been engaged. He damn near scored 40 seconds into the game, boys. A great pass for McDavid over to the slot. That goes in. We're all talking about what a great player is. I think Cassian's fine. I think Cahoon is fine. What I might do is I put Ennis on that third line and then maybe have Archibald play on the fourth line. And, I mean, we're going to get into a Jajar Kara situation here, but I think Jajar Kara is the next guy probably to sit. I thought that Shore played pretty well last night.
Yeah, the thing is, though, the Oilers' penalty kill has been really good. And it's a small thing. I know it's not the amount of minutes. It might only be 2.5 minutes. But it's 2.5 minutes that has such a higher percentage of allowing a goal that I think he might kind of get a stay of execution because of that, Al. Not for an extended period of time. Like, I think once Gaetan Haas is back and he was skating today with the team for the first time, that's when he gets in trouble. Because I think Haas's speed that is the coach is really going to want on the fourth line.
Yeah, that's fair. I, you know, the penalty kill is such an important part of the team. But I noticed that Turris was penalty killing as well. I'll be interested in seeing, because I like right now. I think you're right. Kara stays in the lineup, but I think every passing week is
100%.
There's going to be he's I'm not trying to send him away. I just think that's what's going to happen if he can't, you know, impact the 5-on-5 a little better.
Well, and just quickly, you know, what's going to happen is that you're starting to see the three lines kind of set up, and there's going to be some change there. There's some guys coming back that are healthy. But if the Oilers go for a good run and they decide they make a move, you can improve your fourth line. You know what I mean? Like at that in the few, like if that's the only problem that Oilers have, I think that after years, I think that's a great thing.
Well, hey, keep in mind, James Neal's coming back.
I said
too,
after
right?
all, they got all healthy and all that. You know, you got time. So there's a lot of time and there's other guys coming.
Al, enjoy the Canadians back to back.
Looking forward to it. By the way, I think Mike Condon is out there, boys. Maybe that's your goalie.
You know what, Al? It's funny you say that because I did look him up, but he only played eight games last year, so I think injuries have ended his career.
Well,
so,
well, that's eight more than.
But Jimmy Howard is available, Al. Jimmy Howard's available, Al.
Well, that's the Holland connection, right?
Yeah, he had a 420 goals against average last year and an 887 save percentage. I'm not sure he's the right answer, but he's an option.
Well, I missed the 80s. I could stay up late back then. That's when goalies had 420 goals against averages. So let's bring back the 80s, boys.